It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Can't believe how far we are into this sitcom bracket. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We have plenty of NFL training camp stuff to get to. Do not worry. We'll be talking about Tua and his sort of half-in, half-out practice schedule as he's looking for a contract. Jordan Love still doesn't have a contract. Trent Williams is a holdout. We're asking you on X at Maggie and Pearl, is this season the last best chance for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl? Right now, yes. Staunchly in the lead, 69% to 31% Perloff. So you can go and vote on how important you believe the season is for the 49ers. However, get me up to speed on some of the things that have been going on in the sitcom bracket. I've been away for the last couple days, and I need to know what the vibe's been like.
So, yeah, Friends. No, what was the show? Simpsons got knocked out by The Office yesterday. That was a shocker.
Crazy. Earth.
I guess there might be a little time left to vote at Maggie and Pearl. I'm not surprised because I know so many people who watch The Office streaming. One thing we've learned in the sitcom poll, the newer the show, the better off you are. I think
The Simpsons is still on.
I know, but
new episodes.
Here's the thing. Is The Simpsons really still on? I mean, is this the same show that we all fell in love with in the 90s and the 2000s? Maybe, maybe not. You know who the powerhouse is, like the juggernaut, the undefeated Kentucky? Seinfeld. Seinfeld is rolling. You missed like a 85-15 win last week, and now I think they're up again 85%. Feels like they are a strong number one team in the country.
All right, well, it looks like we have two of the final four are already set. You mentioned Seinfeld is set in the Seinfeld region of the Maggie and Perloff sitcom bracket, and you mentioned it, The Office upset The Simpsons in the Simpsons region of the Maggie and Perloff bracket. So let's waste no time. We've got a new matchup to reveal. In the Cheers region, the number one overall seed in this region is the show Cheers. Sam and Diane have a fight about their relationship.
I'm the best thing that could have happened to you, and you're too stupid to realize it.
Are you kidding me? You are the worst thing that happened to me. Before you came here, I was a happy man.
You honestly believe you were happier before you met me than you are now?
Hell yes. I mean, how do you think it feels to be attracted to someone that makes you sick?
I could write a book on the subject.
There you go.
That sounds really mean out of context.
Have we put up the poll yet? Was it Diane versus Rebecca? Who you got? Side poll?
Rebecca is the Kirstie Alley?
Yeah, Kirstie Alley.
Rebecca.
I was a Rebecca person too, but Shelley Long was great.
Well, I mean, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Everyone says, yeah, my favorite.
Sam and Diane.
My favorite Shelley Long line is, I think it was, someone said when Dan Patrick left ESPN, that was like Shelley Long leaving Cheers. Dan loves bringing that up. He's like, yeah, who got the last laugh on that one? Some TV critic said that. They were wrong.
Okay, so that's Cheers, the number one seed in this region, goes up against the second seed, Friends. Ross and Rachel break up again after Ross doesn't read Rachel's long letter.
And by the way, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E means you are. Y-O-U-R means you're.
You know, I can't believe I even thought of getting back together with you. We are so over.
Fine by me.
I just feel bad about all that sleep you're going to miss wishing you were with me.
Oh, no, no. Don't you worry about me falling asleep. I still have your letter.
That's the 1 and 2 in the Cheers region. So you can go vote at Maggie and Perloff. And
that's a big matchup.
Cheers versus Friends.
Cheers, Friends.
Who are you voting for?
Cheers. But I actually like Friends. There was some Friends hate on the show the other day.
Who hates Friends? Reveal yourself.
Who doesn't like Friends? There was somebody who's like, this show is stupid, and Bogus got mad at them.
It
was you.
No. I don't think Friends is stupid. It was the update guy who's like, it was
Dexter,
Peter Schwartz?
Maybe Dexter Henry.
Dexter Henry?
There are some Friends.
How many people can we throw under a bus Peter right Schwartz? Now? Back up.
I feel like yesterday you were pushing the Friends buttons with Bogus and he was getting upset. You never said you hated Friends, but I feel like you were the ones pushing Bogus's buttons.
Are you
He's
gaslighting?
Listening. He could probably walk in.
Let's get Bogus.
All right.
There's no one on the show that hates this one.
While we get to that.
I'm not a big fan of Friends either. But
I mean, I'm not either, but I don't hate it. So that's the Cheers region. Number one Cheers versus number two Friends at Maggie and Pearl. You can go vote. Now let's go to the MASH region, and this will be the final slot in our final four. The number one seed in this region is the show MASH. Here's Colonel Flagg, says Major Friedman has met his match of wits.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You are very smart, Friedman.
I told you.
You're only saying Chandler flipped out, so I will have you busted and you can return to your safe, cozy civilian practice.
He's on to you, Sid.
But you're not smart, Friedman. You're dumb. Very dumb. But you've met your match in me.
Okay, and that MASH goes up against the sixth seed in this region, the Maggie and Perloff sitcom bracket. It's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry doesn't thank a veteran at a dinner party that Susie is hosting.
Thank you for your service, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And our neighbors, Leslie and John.
What a hero you are. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
And this is our friend, Larry.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
You know what? I'm going to excuse myself.
Victor.
What's...
You didn't thank him for his service, asshole.
They thanked him. Three people thanked him. Why do I have to thank him?
There you go. So
that beep really covered up that word.
So this is to punch their ticket. The last two spots in the final four of the Maggie and Perloff sitcom bracket. Cheers versus Friends and MASH versus Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, you have Andrew Bogus here. Who were you defending Friends against?
I think it was Dexter Henry on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, there are people who do not think Friends is funny. I think Friends is like a huge American export. A lot of people in Europe just know Friends. Like, they think that's what we're all like.
Well, Married with Children gave it a run for its money in the bracket.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about the controversy with the Married with Children.
Friends is a big streaming show, like The Office. So some of these shows were big when they were on, but they get bigger afterwards. So I think Friends has a great chance to win this. I think they'll beat Cheers. That's my prediction.
I think you're probably right.
I've been dead wrong about a half of these predictions. But I feel like Friends come out. And I think that Curb has a great chance against MASH.
I think so, too. I think you're right about the recency stuff. And MASH was an all-time show, obviously. But just Curb being on more recently. But Bogus, you were like full-heartedly defending Friends.
Well, it started on Friday because Joe Flint, who you had on the show.
Yeah, Wall Street Journal's Joe Flint.
He said Friends also overrated.
Right. A lot of people, I'm telling you, like a lot of people don't think Friends is funny.
Like it's like a laugh every 5 seconds
right.
or something.
And
it's a classic sitcom.
I think Dexter was the third person rapid fire to kind of give it the elbow, and I had enough.
But Friends, though, there's some shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, you like it because it's so funny, but Friends, it was a combination of funny, really good-looking young people. Like, there was more going on than just the jokes.
I just want to say one thing about Friends as we're talking about the Maggie and Perloff sitcom bracket before we get back to NFL training camp. The one thing about Friends is that there were weak links, I thought, in the cast. So, like, if you're talking... Yeah. I think...
At $1 million an episode, I'd like to hear what this weak link is.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about it. So, I think that you have this really big cast of three women and three men who are all the central characters there. And this is no disrespect about her as an actress, but the Phoebe character is probably the worst character that's ever been created on television, or one of the worst. She never said anything funny. It was always annoying. Now, it doesn't mean the whole show was a disaster. Clearly, the show was majorly successful. But I think why, like, let's say I was more of a Seinfeld person than I was a Friends person is because Seinfeld, everyone, now Jerry can't act to, like, save his life, but obviously the writing he was there for, and he's a huge part of. There were no weak links on the cast. I think Friends had a severe weak link, and it was Phoebe.
That's funny, because I thought you were going to go Joey, who's not exactly,
hilarious.
He's not exactly Marlon Brando when it comes to acting.
So but, he's like, hey, or whatever. He's
how you doing?
How you doing? Thanks.
Bogus, you're a Friends fan, though. I mean, Phoebe was part of the fabric of the show.
Yeah, I mean, there are funny Phoebe moments, but she certainly is, if you're power ranking, she's easily number six on the list of characters.
I put her below a lot of guest stars, too.
Remember when Phoebe has to kiss Chandler and they both can't, they're pretending that they're in love with each other to throw everyone off the scent that Chandler is dating Courtney Cox?
Mm-hmm.
I do watch Friends. I have to admit. I feel
cheesy.
Was
that the one with
that was funny. And like obviously the songs and Smelly Cat and all that. Wait, she was pretty famous.
Is this where I can ring a bell and ask to get saved by some trivia so we don't have to talk about Friends anymore?
Oh, so wait. It has been revealed the Friends hater in the room is right here. You tried to hide it. You hate Friends.
It was me.
You hate Friends.
This seems very personal. Did you try out to be Phoebe? Like, what's going on?
She was stealing roles from me.
Damn you, Lisa Kudrow.
I can't really like Lisa Kudrow as a person. I don't know. It feels like
she was playing a role. It's just the role she was playing was severely annoying. What do we have for trivia?
Give us one, Pete.
All right, here we go.
I love the press your luck music, but
who was the first kicker in Super Bowl history to score points for two different teams? Perloff.
Garo Yepremian.
No.
John Senerud.
No.
Ding.
Morten Anderson. Bogus.
Adam Vinatieri.
No.
Two different teams?
Yes.
Is it like, I don't know.
Jim Turner.
Oh, Jimmy Turner.
Old right foot Turner.
Once you took away Jan Senerud, that was the only one I had.
One more. What college did Peyton Manning attend?
Oh, Tennessee.
That one's
Come
easy.
On.
You got to give us one more. That's too easy.
How'd that make the cut?
Yeah.
Listen, what's they were Peyton Manning's first headline.
I didn't make the questions. I just read them. Who has the nickname He Hate Me?
Oh,
Rod Smart. Smith.
I have to say the person's name.
I said Smith by accident.
Perloff got it right.
Broncos receiver Rod Smith was not called He Hate Me.
Rod Smart. I feel bad. I've actually interviewed him before when the XFL was getting a reboot.
How did you refer to him? As Rod? Or
I knew it then. I just forgot just now. Like, it's 7:11 in the morning.
He Hate Me. Do you have to call him He Hate Me?
I think I did.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah. It was, they were doing like a 30 for 30 on the XFL, and they were doing some press for it. He came in. All right, thank you, guys. I like how this works. So we're talking about an annoying character on the show Friends, and I can just go to trivia.
Oh, man.
We're talking about Friends.
We've been doing this sitcom bracket.
I feel like you were ducking smoke there. Like, you had a scolding hot take, and once, you know, you were getting pressed, and you're like, wait, I'm hitting the bell.
I gave the take, EJ. I stand by the take. Oh. I'll tweet it right now. I'll take all the internet backlash. No, I just think I think I'd made my point.
I think there's more to figure out here. Maybe she stole a boyfriend from you. Did she beat you in a tennis match at some point, like under 12
She's
somewhere?
Like 15 years older than me.
Does her sister beat you in a tennis match? I don't understand.
I know. I've got some dark grudge I'm holding against Lisa Kudrow.
I kind of agree with it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think she's annoying. Of course you do. It's your soulmate over there. You have to defend her.
She's annoying.
You know, I'm curious if you put out to the public who is the most annoying. I'll bet you a lot of people vote Joey. I think Joey.
No, David Schwimmer.
Oh, David.
Yeah.
Ross is so annoying.
Ross
they're
is
all
so
annoying.
They all did the same joke for a long time. Friends is not Friends for its creativity. Or like it's deep thinking jokes. Like it's just, it's like they went to the well over
it's
and over
very,
again.
It's a pleasant watch.
Yes.
People like it. That's who's the manager you were talking about who watches it every night?
Aaron Boone.
Right, yeah. Because it's just sort
well,
of.
That's not helpful.
It washes over you. And
what episode did he watch last night? Yeah, he used to switch it up.
So I'm watching MASH.
Anything else, really. New material.
You think he's giving pep talks in that log in that clubhouse with Friends references? And Judge is just like, what are you talking about?
Guys, this
What's
is just
Phoebe?
The one before the one.
He basically, Zoo is saying that for a month.
Wow. I'm starting to dislike Friends. You guys are kind of... You guys are influencing me right now. I'm going to go vote for Cheers.
The most annoying Friends character, 855-212-4227. Very pertinent question. Very much of the now.
But I don't like the fact that you guys like Rebecca over Diane. That was not a good sign. That was immediately like, oh, they don't know good Cheers.
Agreed.
Yeah. They know like the crappy last 3 years.
That's what tipped you off?
Yeah. It's like, whoa, they missed the whole Sam and Diane thing, didn't they? It was like a national phenomenon. Like, yeah, I definitely go with Rebecca. What? You even know her name? You mean?
Yes. That's our taste. Although I did like the original Aunt Viv more than the second Aunt Viv. So
there you go.
That's a hot.
That's a big one.
Poll question.
Yeah.
Who was the better Aunt Viv? The original.
Oh, that's an easy one. Yeah. Whoever votes for the later Aunt Viv, what's wrong with you?
I think it was they both had their positives.
They were both great women.
Solid.
Thank you, Zoo. That will look great in the retelling of the minutes of the show. You will look very evolved.
Another thing that Maggie missed, though, is Zoo's tastes skew older. So I'm wondering if
she was. You knew that. Maggie was here for the first Golden Girls reveal.
Oh, that old.
Yeah, is either Aunt Viv in your age bracket, Zoo?
Oh, the first Aunt Viv for sure.
Okay.
It is not a shock to me that maybe Zoo's taste would skew older. If it was Golden Girls age, now that might be a little alarming. You're in your 20s, dude.
You weren't here for that?
Estelle Getty
I thought you
did
were here
for one time.
Are you a Blanche person? It's just because she's easy.
Hey, no, I'm more of a Dorothy kind of guy myself.
Whoa.
Or Sophia.
So there's a first.
Or maybe both.
Sophia.
Oh.
You should be locked up.
They won't let me out.
You should be studied. Oh. Not locked up.
Vienna.
I just Googled which one was Dorothy. Dude, what are you doing?
B. Arthur is Dorothy.
B. Arthur?
She was Maud.
They could lock me up in a senior citizen home, man.
No.
I'll have a great time over there.
That's not a good idea at all.
You're a predator.
Right, that's like throwing kids in a shark tank.
Here you go.
We talked about that all yesterday.
That doesn't make him a predator. Are you kidding me?
The Golden Girls
would have eaten you alive.
They would have loved that.
People in old homes love this stuff.
I'm just kidding. You got to be careful, though. A lot of STDs going around in those old folks.
That's what I said yesterday.
Very late to the party, Maggie.
Sorry.
That was about, half our show yesterday.
Go listen on the Odyssey app.
Sorry if I just want to bring some facts to the conversation.
No. It shows how in sync you are with the rest of us. We spent 20 minutes talking about STDs at old folks' homes yesterday.
That's right.
That's what I love. It's because like the whole notion was that Maggie's gonna come back and class up the show, and she's just doing the same lines we had yesterday.
I was well aware of that. That's why I was like, it's a shame Maggie's not here to hear these disgusting jokes. There was we did get a little far. There was some talk about whether Lovey Howell was hot or not. That from Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
Yeah, you brought that up.
Yeah. I want to bring it up
the
again.
The captain? Who wears the hat?
Yeah, yeah. How many beers until you hook up with Miss Garrett? That came up.
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Garrett from Facts of Life?
Yeah.
Apparently there's a Twitter feed. What'd you say? A Twitter feed that has people like you who you didn't realize were hot or now hot?
Yeah, yeah.
And Mrs. Garrett's on there?
Super 70 Sports Twitter feed? He has a tweet. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was date Justine Bateman. Now, 3 beers in, I'm all over Mrs. Garrett.
Listen, if you like redheads, you like redheads.
Or Alice Cramden.
But it is. There's actually a truth in it. When you're a kid, like Mrs. Howell is 1,000 years old. And now it's like, oh. I didn't know there was a third option on the island.
Also,
don't like Super 70 Sports, by the way. That joke.
The reveal is also like, and she's 45 in this picture. It's like, I'm sorry, she's not 80.
But you know, my favorite one, the movie Cocoon. Wilford Brimley's 48 when they shot that.
No, he's not.
That's crazy.
100%.
That's crazy. It's one of the great facts of, he just always looked like that. I'm Wilford Brimley.
Talk about someone that disguised their age. He definitely was 200 when he passed away. Had a
great actor. A lot of fun.
Just a good PR team around him.
Good people. Good genes.
I mean, how much, how old was Rue McClanahan during Golden Girls? She was not old.
No, not very old at all. I believe Rue was
old
only
enough.
56 at that point. A little bit out of my range.
Zoo is the exact age.
I was going to say, you got a lot.
She's too young and immature for Zoo.
A little bit out of your range. She's too young.
Yeah, exactly.
How'd you have that ready to go?
Zoo has her birth certificate, Maggie.
You don't want to know, Maggie.
Maggie, go to break.
I feel like Zoo's got one of her caftans hanging around somewhere.
It's like a rabbit. It's like a rabbit's leg. You know,
honestly,
it's for good luck.
That's what he wears during Knicks games.
One day, what's going to happen is like the end of Good Will Hunting, where someone pulls up to Big Zoo's house to get him for work, but he's not there because he's gone to Boca Raton, Florida, to find his soulmate.
And we're all happy.
He finds his soulmate. Driving down I-95 to thank you for being my friend. Yeah.
Maggie just sitting there looking at the door, just like, yep, he figured it out.
All right.
Hanging out hanging out with the cast of Golden Girls and Empty Nest.
Hey, would you drop him off in Florida on your way to Wemby?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Could be part of the trip.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ah, I'm looking a little better now, aren't I?
Taking about 2 weeks to go there. So.
Zoo's a number one seed for road trip companion. Number one seed. He's a Seinfeld of road trip companions.
And I'll drive the whole way, too.
How about that? Bogus
You're
never offered that.
You're not going either.
I'm definitely not going.
All right, so stop pointing fingers.
There was a moment I thought I had to drive to Michigan. I was like, I'm just not going. I'm going to go back to work. Okay, 855-212-4227. That was a lot. The sitcom bracket's been updated at Maggie and Pearl on X. You can go vote. Two of the final four seeds still need to be voted on. So go ahead and get to it. Coming up, why idle hands truly are the devil's workshop. What are we talking?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking about, we'll tell you next.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Maggie, you know the expression winning the press conference?
Yeah.
It's not a good thing, right? You don't want to win the press conference because it implies that you won the press conference, but you lost in September. So I personally am not a huge believer in introductory press conferences. But I will admit, there was one yesterday that made me a bit nervous for that team.
So Big Ten Media Days are going on, and welcome back to the show. Deshaun Foster is the new head coach of UCLA, obviously. Chip Kelly has left. He's now the offensive coordinator for Ohio State, just getting everyone back up to speed here. So Foster introduced himself at Big Ten Media Day.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference.
Okay, things are getting off to a good start, right? That's fine. You want to brag a little about UCLA and the bona fides that they have and all that? That's great. This thing went off the rails pretty fast.
Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A., it's us and USC.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, spot the lie, Maggie. Spot the lie.
I mean, okay. Thank you. We all knew the LA and UCLA really could have been ambiguous. It really could have been anything. I'm glad he cleared that up.
When teams go into a new conference, the other conference doesn't know where these crazy teams came from. You know, this is Big Ten country in Iowa. UCLA, what is that?
So he finishes out, says he's excited, and, well, he's excited.
We I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
What happened there?
Solid. Rock solid.
Rock solid. It was like, did he glitch or something? Did you have to like unplug him and plug him back in?
He's basically excited. Basically.
Yeah, I got that. I don't even know if I buy it. So
yeah, it's funny thing. He didn't even sound that excited.
The irony, that wasn't even part of it. Here's you're right, Perloff. Like, winning the press conference is not ultimately that important. But here's my worry here for Coach Foster and for UCLA. Unlike the NFL, where you can just have a bad press conference, you don't have to sell anybody, hey, come be a Viking fan, or hey, you're going to want to be a Saints fan now. If you're college coaching, you actually have to recruit people to come to play for you. And if you can't do the basic thing of giving, I don't know, 20 seconds about your program, that's not a great sign. You got to be ready to pitch at the drop of a hat, Perloff. You never know when you find yourself in an elevator with a five-star, you know, edge rusher, and you've got to try to get that kid to come to UCLA, and you only have a short amount of time.
Oh, come on. Do you really think, first of all, Deshaun Foster has been recruiting for a while. Do you really think that the stuff that you say in an introductory press conference of the Big Ten is what's working in somebody's living room?
All right.
Get out of here.
I'll also give you this. It is can be a bit of an unforgiving landscape when you start getting mocked online. And I think that resonates with young people. And all it is like, what's cool right now? What's going to help me? Who, you know, you don't want to be the butt of an online joke. And unfortunately, Coach Foster saying, we're UCLA. We're in LA. It's where USC is, also in LA. What is going on?
Well, okay.
He's a punchline today.
A couple examples where it's worked out. So, and I know you don't believe this, but Nick Sirianni had the worst NFL opening press conference. It was in the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Oh, he was talking about fertilizer. It was a disaster. Yeah. However, he doesn't have to recruit A.J. Brown to come play. They just trade for A.J. Brown, and that's it.
We're in LA.
The other one.
Yada, yada, yada.
I'm excited. People have made fun of Ed Orgeron in press conferences for years and years. There's not a single better recruiter in the history of college football.
Okay.
We all make fun of him.
I know, but Ed Orgeron's personality is not only the thing that's gotten him jobs, but also the thing that's gotten him fired from jobs. Very different from Foster, and I'm not advocating for him to be fired. I'm just saying, you don't say Ed Orgeron, that's not the whole story when you say, like, he can recruit. He also basically talked himself out of a job at LSU.
Yeah, but I mean, still, he's, people make fun of him all the time. There's many viral clips of him saying funny things. I don't think this will really affect him on the recruiting trail. Being UCLA in a town where USC is, that'll affect you in the recruiting trail. But come on, just because he sort of gacked at this press conference, that's no big deal.
Was there one person like nodding in the back, like all of a sudden takes out a pen and paper, is like, oh, this is gold. UCLA in LA with USC. Haha.
I'm also confused by these always start with an opening statement. Like, you've had weeks to prepare something. It's not like you show up and go, hey, by the way, just vamp for 5 minutes. I'm like, get the projector going, and he stumbles through all of that.
The thing
but
is,
he's a first-time coach. Maybe they know.
He's not a first-time talker.
Happy to be here.
But here's the thing. Even if he got blindsided that he didn't know arriving at Big Ten Media Days he had to do this, once the other 15 coaches went before him,
it was day two.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I got to do 5 minutes at the top here. Mm.
Ooh, I got a tight two. How's that going, guys?
So, any questions? Yeah, I got a couple.
Just flew in, and boy, my arm's tired.
Seriously, try the shrimp cocktail. What?
I don't know. I feel like we're piling on this poor guy.
No, we're just telling people what happened.
I don't know.
It's called just relaying what happened. Unfortunately, we can't save him now.
I'm pulling for it. I hope Deshaun Foster wins 9 games this year and shoves it in your face and says, yeah, UCLA, we're in LA, baby.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's
real excited.
When he holds up
that, the LA is for UCLA.
He holds up that crystal egg thing or whatever, the championship, and say, like, yeah, I'm basically excited now. Who's basically excited now? Bogus.
That would be a good t-shirt to have. Basically excited. Basically. In UCLA colors.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of that.
With the brew in there. The bear. Basically excited.
You can't be that excited, though. No jazz hands.
Oh, right. Sorry. Just
like a little
bear.
Shrug.
You know, this does remind me a little bit, and this is not going to be a good thing. Brady Hoke at Michigan, Mr. Not Wearing a Headset During the Game guy. Like, this has a Brady Hoke vibe.
How'd that go?
Not good.
Yeah, exactly.
Not yeah, but okay. I'm just telling you, the press. There is no connection between the quality of your press conference. There are guys in the SEC who were filibustering for 35 minutes, so they didn't have to talk about their bad news, and then there's like 5 minutes left for the Q&A, and they're about to win three games.
Listen, I get it. I didn't think Brian Kelly was going to recover from the family talking about, you know, talking in a Southern accent that he doesn't have, or not Southern, like a Louisiana accent that he doesn't have.
You didn't really think that was going to affect wins and losses, did you?
No, I just thought he got off onto a really bad foot. And luckily for him, they went to the SEC championship game his first year. If they had lost to Alabama and they had been terrible, I think that family cut is getting played on a loop.
Yeah, but that's not really getting off on a bad foot because you have a flub on social media. It's football. A bad getting off on a bad foot is losing your first game 47-3.
I'm not counting that out for UCLA.
A bad clip. Oh, man.
I don't know, we will always
disagree on the importance of a press conference. The best press conferences of all time have led to nothing but L's.
Yeah, but also some of the worst press conferences, I think, have led to nothing but L's, too. Okay, Bogus is here. He's got headlines for us beyond this. What's up?
I assume, Maggie, that Joe Burrow's bleached buzz cut reached you on vacation. You might not have heard Perloff, though, say yesterday that Joe's a fashion icon. He can do no wrong.
Yep.
I think the haircut might be wrong. Either way, we now have a reason for it.
I got bored.
And because he's a true 20-something dude, a dare was then involved.
BJ said that if I buzzed it and bleached it, he would do it too. So now everybody's got to hold him accountable because he's got to do it in the next week.
All right, EJ, you got a week, buddy. I didn't know you guys were tight, but bleach and buzz, let's go.
EJ or BJ?
Yeah, no, BJ. He said BJ.
He did say BJ, technically, but it certainly sounds like EJ, so get the buzzer out.
No, you know how long, you know how much hair product Andrea, my fiance, has given me to grow this hair for the last however many months? I'm not cutting this at all.
It's going to have to be more at stake than just being buddy-buddy with Joe Burrow.
I've used more women's hair products in the last 6 months than Maggie has. Okay.
Wow.
Wait, by the way.
This is not getting cut.
What a hell of a confession to make at 7:30 Eastern time.
yesterday I said I almost bought pink underwear. So we're in a whole different era in the EJ remote.
Ha.
Era of Maggie and Pro.
You're in your Maggie era right now?
Please don't remind me of yesterday.
You guys are talking about EJ's pink underwear? What is going on in this show?
It was volunteered happily.
Yeah.
Women's hair product, pink underpants. We talked about
we're wearing the color pink, and I was like, I almost bought pink underwear. So that part of Joe Burrow's fashion, he wears pink a lot, I'm cool with. I'm not buzzing the hair.
Man, EJ, when's the sorority meeting?
You know, BJ is not doing it either. It's going to be a big prank on Burrow.
I think it's BJ Hill, by the way.
Yeah, who's a defensive lineman who apparently has all these hair bets around the locker room. He sounds awesome.
Does he host this show? He has bets after bet after bet?
Yeah, he basically is part of the Maggie and Perloff universe.
He'd work himself in seamlessly. I don't think that Burrow's pulling this off.
I feel like a lot of people are saying that now. This could sound really weird. He's got the right facial structure for a buzz. And what's wrong with dyeing your blonde? The dye blonde, it always works. That's timeless.
See, not that timeless to me. Kind of been done. Like, I don't know. Why are this worried about your hair with training camp? I get buzzing it, but the dyeing it, it's like you look like some sort of cross between like Eminem from 1999 and like some weird skater surfer guy. I just don't think he's pulling it off. This is Ohio Joe, you know? And Joe Burrow had this really cool hair and he was working with it, and to shave it and dye it just seems like it was unnecessary. Why do you care that much, bro?
I don't know. I see these kids walking around Brooklyn, and like, that is nothing. They're all doing weird stuff with their hair.
Yeah, they're the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. They're actually bored teenagers. He's like a dude with a really real job.
He should be he should be like a 25-year-old hipster. Why not? Just because he's from Ohio, he's different.
Because he's like a franchise quarterback. It's not even actually about that. I don't even care about the quarterback.
Like half backwards, Sarah J? What do you mean? Why can't he be like every other 25-year-old?
He's not, though. He's not like every other 25-year-old. That's false equivalent.
But I think in an NFL locker room, like they're basically young men who are partying and hanging out and doing things. Why not?
That's fine. Mine is more about, it's so close to training camp. Like, you want to buzz it, that's fine. I feel like you care a little too much about your hair. Like, that's the one thing about caring about your appearance if you're a guy. You've got to make it seem like you don't care about your appearance. This is the trap that you guys are all in, especially you, Pete. I mean, everyone, you got to make it seem like you don't care about your hair.
I don't care about my hair.
You actually are pulling that off.
But in college, did you guys ever screw around with your hair, grow a mullet, do a mohawk? Yeah.
I had no hair.
What?
Trying to figure out how to get more hair on.
Yeah, did you grow anything, Pete, in college?
Yeah. Chia Pet, Miracle-Gro, anything.
This feels
Where's
like
it
a,
going?
So, this, I'm not proud of this, but we were in fraternities in college, and like we all had to get crazy haircuts. Yeah. That was like a thing. So one guy did the friar tuck thing, Tebow.
It's like a hazing thing, though. Yeah, that's not like, a choice.
It's like every college. It's summer. Everyone's like, I'm bored. Let's cut our hair.
Joe Burrow went to college, and he's out of college.
He's 25. He's a Cincinnati Bengal. Have some fun.
I have a theory on Joe Burrow's haircut.
Go ahead.
I think there may have been a significant other in his life that is no longer in his life. And the number one thing you do when you lose a girlfriend or a boyfriend is you change the hair.
You think this is a breakup look?
Yeah. We never know anything about Joe Burrow's personal life. And he does that on purpose. I think there's a chance that he saw this bet as a great opportunity to go new year, new me. All genders do it. We all do the same thing. You break up, you get dumped or whatever. You say, all right, time to grow the hair out or time to cut the hair, time to get the hair dye.
Yeah.
I think Joe Burrow may have a significant other that is no longer his significant other and why he's done this.
She probably left him after that backless tuxedo. Yeah.
I'd find
the door after that. No, just kidding. You know, and funny, he can't really do revenge bod because he's a professional athlete. Like, what's he going to get more in shape? Yeah.
By the way, who's leaving Joe Burrow? I mean, nobody's breaking up with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's breaking up with them.
Maybe. Wow. This is
her
college
no
girlfriend,
girl
right?
on planet Earth. The guy's about to make $65 million a year and is just a fourth quarter monster. Look at his third down percentage. The guy is third and nine and you cannot count him out.
Well, what if she, what
I
if there was
a divorce rate of professional athletes?
What if there was an infidelity thing she left?
Right.
I'm not saying that. We're speculating.
But,
we're being reckless.
EJ's scenario was that he got dumped. If he cheated on her and that's how he got dumped.
By the way, we're speculating. We don't know.
This is a deep dive. I just think he looks bad.
It's just a mistake with a haircut.
He looks stupid, that's all.
At least that's all he has to do if he broke up with somebody. If he was married and broke up with somebody, change the accounts too.
just got real.
Sounds like there's some experience there.
People I know that have had that happen, you know.
A friend.
Joe Burrow looks like his life is in a tailspin, I guess. That's what we got out of this.
So we're betting the under on the Bengals win total? Is that what we're saying here?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, see, I see this haircut. I'm like, I'm betting the over. This thing, if it works and he plays well, then everyone's going to be like, that was great. So it all depends on how he plays, right?
Well, and it's going to be, you know, this copycat league.
Oh, of course.
Now it's going to be, you know, Tua is going to do it.
And pregame shows are going to love this haircut. It's like content, easy content.
I actually have a haircut today.
Dye blonde?
Do it. Do it.
I can't do the buzz cut.
Yes. You once had this great story about your wild haircut and colors and things.
I know.
You've done the Joe Burrow. Is that why you're against it? Because you've been there and it didn't work?
And I wish that I could have like rushed in before the Clippers hit his head so I could have saved him. Yes, I do know that feeling. It's awful.
What colors were your hair?
It was bleach blonde in the front. Red in the middle and purple in the back. And then they cut
Harley
it.
Quinn? What's going on?
Yes, I was the squad.
Any pictures?
Yeah, I did find a picture for you guys. I'll put it up online. My other two friends are in the picture. I just want to make sure they're cool with it.
Oh, what? We're not going to pull a Saquon Barkley and just throw them out onto national
Actually,
radio.
They're not going to give a crap.
Put someone's face
One party
over.
Consent.
Yeah, right. It's a one party stain on bad haircut photos.
Yeah, Instagram is real careful about consent.
Yikes. All right, we ran out of time there. Thank you, Bogish, for the all-important Joe Burrow update. Not pulling it off. Did you guys do that as a poll yet? Is Joe Burrow pulling off this look? Yes or no?
I think our polls yesterday were about STDs in nursing homes.
B. Arthur,
yeah.
Nice.
Who would you rather?
Like chlamydia or B. Arthur? Like, what's the would you rather?
No, which That's golden girl?
Oh, which golden girl? How has it taken us this long to get to that? Coming up, Tua contract. Yeah, it's all bad. We'll get to it next. Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. This Tua Tagovailoa contract situation with the Dolphins has gotten a little weird, Pearl. Like, it's one thing if it's Jordan Love, which we'll get into. He's a hold-in. He's not practicing while his contract gets worked out with the Green Bay Packers. I don't love that. We'll get to that later. But this Tua thing is just odd to me because he's sort of half practicing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's been the story this whole offseason. Apparently yesterday they said he was not going to participate in the 11-on-11 drills, but I think in 2 7-on-7 drills, he like handed the ball off twice. Like, what is going on with this? Are you either in the pool or out of the pool here? Are you practicing or not practicing?
That is so weird. And it's just the whole thing from the beginning. It just feels odd to me to give Tua Tagovailoa a $53 million contract for 4 years. He just, I like him. He led the league in passing yards last year.
Yeah.
It just feels something different about him because of the injuries 2 years ago. That's not that long ago. Had vicious concussions, put on a lot of weight, stayed healthy. Then he lost all the weight. A lot of things about Tua as a player don't totally make sense.
I understand it. I can see why it's a lot more complicated than Jordan Love, you know, because there are those concerns. But I ask you this question. Do you think that someone else is going to be the quarterback of the Dolphins next year? Because if you think it's Tua, you might as well get that contract started. I'm not saying I love this, but the way that the NFL works is that the contracts go up and up and up and up. So why wouldn't you sign Tua to a 3-year deal now and get the clock going before you get more expensive and more expensive? Because if he puts together another season like he did this year, say they don't come to a contract, what do you think next year it's going to cost you? Now you're in the $60, $65 million range. Now he's resetting the market. You might be able to get away with not resetting the quarterback market if you get something done now.
Yeah, but it also could be if you have a bad season, very plausible, a lot of injuries in Miami, and they're not getting as healthy as quickly as they thought. Mike McDaniel could be out. You might be starting over with a new coach who is going to be drafting a new quarterback. That's a very realistic scenario, Maggie.
I get it. It's always a possibility. I just don't think that the Dolphins are going to bottom out like that. Like,
why wouldn't they? I mean, they're a bottom out candidate to me. They're either going to be really good or really bad. Like, they're just so injury prone. That's the way they've been. It feels like Tua could get hurt. Somebody could get hurt, and this season could go really good, but it could go sideways. I think they want to cover themselves.
Yeah,
that's why I don't think they want to make a 4-year commitment.
No, obviously, like they're farting around here in a way that just seems like. I think they actually do want to keep him, though, don't you? Like, what do you if you gave truth serum to the front office? Do you think they actually want to make a go at Dak Prescott next year, or they want to make try to lure Kirk Cousins or something? I mean,
I think you give them truth serum. Yes, I think that they're not committed to Tua.
So they're just going to let you think they're going to let this go?
No, I think they'll sign him maybe. The problem is, and we've been talking about it. We talk about it all the time. There's no middle class for quarterbacks. There's no short term for quarterbacks. You can't just do 2 or 3 years and we'll see. The Falcons did that with Kirk Cousins, but he's 36.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Goff got an extension. It was a lot. Kyler Murray now looks a little like middle class. Daniel Jones, I guess, is technically the middle class.
Kyler Murray was not middle class when it happened.
No, it was not.
So it's hard. You really have to commit to these guys. I understand both sides here.
See, this is where I don't understand why Mike McDaniel would be on the hot seat. Someone has to explain this to me. First of all, 2 years ago when Tua did get hurt and they were down to their third string quarterback, they almost went into Buffalo and won a playoff game.
Tell me again, what does that get you exactly? They almost won a playoff game?
They haven't won a playoff game since 2000.
That's my point. They
baby steps
been
here. Let's get a playoff win. I'm sure that the fan base would be thrilled about that. I think you're getting closer to your target than you're getting further away. You can make that argument. I mean, they should have won the division last year.
How are they getting closer?
They're at least making the playoffs now. They got such. It's their own luck because they lost their season finale last year, where they could have won the AFC East, and they end up losing it, having to go on the road to play Kansas City in a game where the temperature was -30. They should have never played that game. NFL screwed that up.
Even so, I mean, nobody was talking about Miami floundered at the end of the season. Everybody got hurt. That's the problem.
They did, but they still made the playoffs.
Right. But they weren't. I take exception to the fact they're not really getting closer to a Super Bowl because they haven't won a playoff game. I think there's a lot of impatience there. It's been 1990, what year was this, that they made the AFC title game? Like 92. So it's been way too long. So I think that they think that Mike McDaniel can get you to the wild card and that's it.
Wait, do you think that Mike McDaniel, though, is the problem?
I'm not sure what the problem is. I don't think he's a problem, But I am definitely down on the Dolphins. I think that they lost a lot from last year. You know, Christian Wilkins is great. He's gone to Las Vegas. Jalen Ramsey's getting older. And all their defensive linemen are hurt. Vic Fangio's gone. Maybe the new guy is good. But I do think that why would they be better than last year? Show me one thing that they've improved at.
This is what I think the best case scenario is for the Dolphins, is that the offense is still awesome.
Yeah.
Tua and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are still awesome. And Mike McDaniel has another zag or another layer of the playbook that he is like going to unleash on the league. And they're going to, like how people were talking about when they scored 70 against the Denver Broncos. This is like historic, revolutionary, all of that stuff. And they're actually going to get guys back healthier as the season progresses. So it's a little reverse what happened last year, is they kept losing guys. Maybe now you sort of get some reinforcements and get some help when you actually need it in the backside of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they do have an exciting player in Devon Achane. I mean, he's ridiculous. He's so fast. Maybe it's just, what if it's the same as last year and they get to a wild card game and lose? Like, that's 3 years in a row. At a certain, you have to admit, like, that's not really the direction you want to go. That sounds like plateauing.
I understand, but who are you bringing in? Belichick?
Who? You could get me Belichick. You just got me Belichick and Dak Prescott. Yes. What else? Who else you got?
You want a Belichick Dak Prescott combination in Miami?
Can you give me Christian McCaffrey as long as we're at it?
It's maybe not a fantasy team.
Maybe throw in TJ Watt. What else is happening here? Yeah. By the way, you were making, was that an argument for firing Mike McDaniel or against firing? You just gave me Bill Belichick.
I don't think
you just solved the Dolphins' problems. It's been 30 years since they made the AFC title game. You just screwed the Bills over, Maggie. Good job.
Yeah, great. I think Belichick with like a rookie quarterback is probably not what the Dolphins fans want to hear. Coming up, we check in on the biggest storyline from training camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.